Money and food share striking parallels. We don't track what we consume more than we admit, and we value anecdotes over research.
When faced with financial decisions, most people either ignore problems while feeling guilty or obsess over minor details without taking meaningful action.
Either way, nothing changes.
The financial media deserves much blame, prioritizing clickbait about extreme frugality or obscure tax laws over practical guidance.
What people actually need is straightforward knowledge about directing money where they want it and setting up automatic systems that grow wealth without requiring financial expertise.
Perhaps most troubling is the rise of victim culture in personal finance. While socioeconomic factors and luck matter, focusing on what you can control yields far better results than complaining.
The boring reality?
Most millionaires built wealth through controlled spending, regular investing, and sometimes entrepreneurship, not lottery wins or inheritance.
The path forward isn't about perfect financial expertise, but taking small, manageable steps.
Spend extravagantly on things you love, while ruthlessly cutting costs elsewhere. Focus on being rich, rather than looking rich. Automate your finances instead of living in the spreadsheet.
Play offense with your money rather than defense.
And most importantly, use money as a tool to design your unique, rich life.
Credit cards offer valuable benefits like interest-free short-term loans, purchase tracking, extended warranties, rental insurance, and substantial rewards. The key is maximizing these perks while avoiding fees. Good credit is crucial for building wealth, representing a big win that outweighs minor frugality efforts. The impact is significant. The difference between excellent and poor credit could mean $70,000 more in interest on a $200,000 mortgage. Choose credit cards strategically based on your spending patterns rather than accepting random offers. Optimize rewards by using travel cards for travel and dining expenses and cashback cards for other purchases. Despite poor service and high fees, many stay with the same banks for years. Select accounts offering maximum interest with minimum fees. Keep checking and savings at separate banks, checking for daily spending, savings for specific goals. This separation helps maintain financial discipline. Avoid all banking fees, as they eliminate interest earnings. Many banks will waive fees through direct deposit or negotiation, since customer acquisition costs are high.
Investing outperforms savings significantly. $1,000 invested at age 35 could grow to $10,000 in 30 years, while savings barely match inflation. The six-step investment path is 1. Secure your employer's full 401k match. 2. Eliminate high-interest debt. 3. Fund a Roth IRA. 4. Max out remaining 401k contributions. 5. Utilize health savings accounts if available. And 6. Consider taxable investment accounts or career investments. A 401k offers three key advantages: pre-tax contributions, employer matching, and automatic investing. The Roth IRA complements this with its own benefit. While contributions are taxed, all earnings grow tax-free, creating substantial long-term value.
Conscious spending isn't about restriction. It's about spending generously on what you love while ruthlessly cutting costs on what you don't. Instead of following generic advice to save on everything, this approach divides your income into four buckets: fixed costs, 50 to 60%, investments, 10%, savings goals, 5 to 10%, and guilt-free spending, 20 to 35%. This system works for various lifestyles. Take Lisa, who spends $5,000 yearly on luxury shoes guilt-free because she maxes out her 401k, invests regularly, saves for goals, and reduces housing costs with a roommate. or John, who allocates $21,000 annually to socializing while maintaining a balanced financial plan. For those living paycheck to paycheck, remember, there's a limit to cutting expenses, but no limit to earning potential. Focus on increasing income through raises, better jobs, or freelance work rather than endless cost cutting.
Financial automation creates a system that generates money with minimal maintenance in the background. Instead of focusing on saving more, playing defense, this approach builds a system that acknowledges human tendencies like boredom and distraction, using technology to ensure consistent financial growth. People naturally gravitate toward the path of least resistance, often at their financial detriment. The solution is making financial decisions automatic by default, as most people don't actively manage money daily. To create your automatic system, gather and link all your accounts. Connect your paycheck to your 401k, then link checking to savings, investments, and credit cards. Synchronize all bill dates with your paycheck schedule by contacting companies to adjust billing dates. Once linked, set up automatic transfers based on your pay date. This creates a synchronized flow where money moves to the right places automatically, letting you focus on life rather than worrying about bills.
Financial pundits can't consistently predict markets, and most fund managers fail to beat the market 75% of the time, despite high fees and active trading. Missing just the 10 best market days over 15 years reduces returns from 7.7% to 2.96%, proving that timing the market is futile. Active management, mutual funds, typically underperforms passive management, index funds, while charging higher fees, 1 to 2.
Living a rich life extends beyond spreadsheets. Once you've automated your finances, focus on designing the lifestyle you want, free from constant money worries and aligned with what matters most. For money conversations with partners, begin with non-judgmental questions about financial goals and shared visions. Be open about your own financial weaknesses. When sharing expenses with a partner earning differently, consider proportional splits based on income rather than equal division. With car purchases, longevity matters more than brand or mileage. Real savings accumulate after completing payments, so aim to keep your car for over 10 years. Houses aren't automatically good investments. Only buy if you can make a 20% down payment, keep monthly costs, including maintenance, insurance, taxes, under 30% of gross income, and plan to stay for at least 10 years. Once your finances are automated, incorporate giving back into your rich life. Philanthropy doesn't require wealth. Small donations or volunteering time can make meaningful impacts. A rich life is accessible to anyone who views money as a tool rather than a master. The goal is to master conscious spending, share that knowledge, and use money to design your ideal life.